In those, wait, no. Now, after they had left, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt, and remain there until I tell you. For Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him." Then Joseph got up and took the child and his mother by night and went to Egypt and remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet, "Out of Egypt I called my son." When Herod saw that he had been tricked by the wise men, he was infuriated and he sent and killed all the children in and around Bethlehem who were 2 years old or under, according to the time that he had learned from the wise men. Then was fulfilled what had been spoken through the prophet Jeremiah. A voice was heard in Ramah, wailing a loud lamentation. Rachel wept for her children because she refused to be consoled because there were no more. When Herod died, an angel of the Lord suddenly appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, "Get up and take the child and his mother and go to the land of Israel, for those who are seeking the child's life are dead." Then Joseph got up and took the child and his mother and went to Israel. But when he heard of the Archelaus was ruling over Judah in place of the father Herod, he was afraid to go there and went away. And after being warned in a dream, he went away to the district of Galilee. There he made his home in a town called Nazareth, so that what had been spoken through the prophets might be fulfilled. He will be called a Nazarene.
The story is about an angel that had taken place in Joseph's dream. The angel had spoken and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother, and flee to Egypt. And they were to remain there until told to. The king Herod was going to search for the child and destroy him. So after being told to flee to Egypt, Joseph got up and took the child and his mother by night and went to Egypt. They were to remain there until the death of Herod. Lord had spoken and said, "Out of Egypt I have called my son," which meant Lord had said his son may return. When Herod saw that he was being tricked by wise men, he was infuriated. Because of the frustration, Herod sent and killed all the children who were in and around Bethlehem who were 2 years or under. This was according to the time that Herod had learned from the wise men. The prophet Jeremiah had said, "A voice was heard in Ramah, wailing in loud lamentation, Rachel weeping for her children. She refused to be consoled because they are no more." When Herod had passed, a voice which was an angel of the Lord had appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who were seeking the child's life are dead." So Joseph got up and had taken the child and his mother to the land of Israel. When they got there, he had heard Archelaus was ruling over Judea in the place of his father. He was afraid to stay because of what he had heard. So after being warned in his dream, he went away to Galilee. There he had made home in a town called Nazareth. There what had been spoken through the prophets may be fulfilled, and he will be called Nazarene. As Christmas is here, we celebrate traditions. The love and passion we have for God and one another spreads. The support we give and the kindness we spread brings us to life. When we all gather, we celebrate as a community, and we also make sure no one is left out or feels lonely. I think it is important to form a clean, healthy community. A family tradition for my family is when my uncles come over for Christmas dinner. We usually make the same food every year, which is prime rib, mashed potatoes, and lobster. There are many more traditions throughout the year. With all of these traditions, God is with us. We pray to Him for all the things we need, the things that need help, and also the praise. Without God, With God, we would have the same love and passion, but He fills our hearts. I always lift up to God when it's needed, even for happy moments. So as you go out to the world, explore and create a clean, healthy community as God is watching over us in our journey.
Thank you, Brandon. As we prepared for this sermon, we talked about what it meant to go through the journey, how this related to family tradition, and that's what Brandon was sharing with us. Personally, as someone who has been directly heavily impacted by migration and moving around and having a home away from home, I'm just really grateful that we have a story about Jesus' childhood that experienced all of this, because I went through all of this as a child, and I have my Savior. His birth story, his childhood story has my story, and I can see how this relates, and I can feel loved and wanted and cared for, and how wonderful it is that our God, being fully God, made himself fully human to endure what we go through. And so today it's going to be a little bit different. I'm going to ask some questions, some reflective questions, but I'm also going to push you to outside of your comfort zone to share with the person who's next to you, if you're able. So this part of Jesus' childhood gives me strength to endure the journey that God has called me to pursue. When was a time in which you felt God calling you to the unknown? How'd you feel? Now, oftentimes, God calls us to move to the uncomfortable, to the scary. Yet in our scripture today, we see that obedience comes with the fulfillment of a promise. Like the angel with Joseph, God is here to guide us, but we have to take the first step forward. Briefly, share with the person next to you a moment in your life in which your obedience brought you to the fulfillment of God's promise. Briefly. Joseph and Mary had each other for support as they fled the violence from back home. While we may not all have experienced this, most of us know or might have had to lean on someone close to us for support. Having been away from home so long, I find myself that building a community and church has been the way God provides that love to endure the journey. Where have you seen God's love in your family and community? Where have you been God's love to others? Now take a moment and share your response. Christmas is about celebrating Joseph and Mary's willful hearts, their obedient nature, and most of all, the gift that they brought us in Jesus. It is a time in which we gather to remember God's promise to us, a promise of hope and peace for the future. When we gather in love, God is there, as God is in us. When friends, neighbors, and family and faith community surrounds us, We feel God supporting us through the unknown. 2020 might be unknown. For some of us, it might be a little bit scary. For some of us, it's going to be amazing. But what we do know is that God is here in us for the journey.